sign right here.
That was the song Good Money from the British band Kula Shaker from their latest album, Worm Slayer. That was their most recent album, as I said, and they released their original album, their debut album, back in 1996. And they've been making music ever since, drawing inspiration from what you might have guessed, the 60s psychedelia with Indian-infused mysticism and an overpowering alt-rock rush, as they describe. The band, in typical 60s fashion, has drifted apart, come back together several times over the years, but the latest album, Worm Slayer, is described as being a quintessential, once again, album blending heavy psych rock, folk, and funk influences. If you want to check it out, it is Worm Slayer, and that's the song Good Money. Coming up next in our last set for the hour is a bit of rock and punk and lots of metal today. I've been keeping strong with the metal theme lately for the past while. I hope you're enjoying it. But this will be a band I've played before, or an artist I should say, called Hit Like a Girl, from their latest album Burning at Both Ends, inspired by their workaholic tendencies. The album is described as being profoundly unafraid to delve into dark and painful emotions, exploring themes such as hardships and pure danceable raucous fun. That is also created by an artist who runs a transgender nonprofit organization called No More Dysphoria as well. And I'm playing you guys the track Romanticize coming up. After that will be the Brooklyn-based fantasy band Castle Rat, who I've been really enjoying, from their album The Bestiary. I'm playing the track Dragon. I hope you enjoyed that. After that will be a couple more great metal bands. We've got Spirit Box coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. But first will be a short promo show that happens on Tuesdays earlier today. If you want to turn back in, stay tuned to CGSS for a couple of hours. This is a great show by the amazing Leslie. It's a great show. You want to talk about talk music, want to talk about social issues, about music, about anime. Leslie talks about everything, and she does such a good job. She is so well informed and has such a great voice to listen to, I would think. So definitely tune in to Typically Tuesdays on Mondays at 3 p.m. And we'll have Romanticized by Hit Like a Girl coming up right after this, so stay tuned.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Yelling about the same old
That was the song Drone from the Australian band Carnivool from their latest album In Verses. The band is what I've discovered has had many, many lineup changes over the years, but they were originally formed in the late 1990s during high school. And they mostly played covers until the singer Ian Kenny decided to change the focus to purely original material, getting rid of all of the other original band members who he had been called a bunch of clowns around Perth, hence the name Carnivool. And this was coming from their latest album. This is their longest-dating fourth long player. So hope you enjoyed. That is our second to last track for today. I have one more for you from a band coming out of Victoria, BC, another Victoria band who you might know, you might love. I've hinted a bit at them. It'll be Spirit Box from their album Eternal Blue, released back in 2021. I'll be playing you the track of the same name. I love this band. I think they're so cool. And funny enough, I have just discovered that they have just released today a new single in collaboration with Slander. So maybe a new album is coming? Maybe. I would be very excited about that. I would love that. Hope you guys do too. But in any case, I hope you guys have enjoyed the music today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'm excited for next week's music. I already kind of know what I'm playing, actually. And it'll be a bit of psychedelia, a bit of pop music. But first, we have Eternal Blue with Spirit Box to send you out the rest of the day. I'm right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Bye, guys.
That you open my heart, floating like a reptile, colder in the light. It's not that the agony starts to pull me like a reptile, pulsing in time. It's one by one, cut the circulation as it does it as for you. Flooding the curtain around, and it's an eternal sun to illuminate my wings. I wish my blood would slow down.
annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st, presented by Service Credit Union. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English Chamber Folk Ensemble, Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk's Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York City-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there are over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes.